Continuing the halachot and minhagim of the days of Sfirat HaOmer. Help him out. Open the door. We're working on it. So we're in the Sefer Chazon Avadia and Hilchot Yom Tov, page Resh, Ayin Gimel. Nohagim la'arbot besimcha beyom lag ba'omer, shehu yom hilula shel Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So there's the minhag is to be extra happy on the day of Lag BaOmer, which is the day of the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Ben omrim bo tachanunim. We don't say tachanun. Ve'yesh nohagim la'aroch limud b'leil Lag BaOmer. B'minyan. There's actually a minhag. I never heard of this. There's a minhag to get together, gather a group together, and to learn a certain type of limud on Lag BaOmer. Ve'lilmod shifchei Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Hamfuzarim b'shas of Zohar Kadosh, and to learn basically different sayings of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that are scattered around through all of Shas and the Zohar Kadosh. U'minhag yafehu, and it's a very nice minhag. So Rav Avadia continues, and Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow we're going to go into what the actual day of Lag BaOmer is all about, what the simcha is. He just writes that the minhag is to be besimcha, but what actually is the simcha of Lag BaOmer? That will be Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow. So he continues in Halacha Mem Gimel on page Resh Ayin Dalet. Yesh nohagim lakachat et yaldehem haktanim sheigiu legil shalosh shanim lemeron belag laomer kedei sheistapru tisport rishona besimcha uvshirim samuch lekivrei tanaim hakdoshim Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Rabbi Elazar beno. There's a minhag to take people to take their children at age 3 and give them their first haircut at the place of burial of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar. Ve'esh smuchim leminhag zeh midivrei hamekubalim. And there is, it's not just a made up minhag. It is based off of mekubalim and based off of for kabbalistic reasons. There it has a lot of value to it. Baram, however, bizman ha'acharon. However, lately, unfortunately, the tzniut is not kept, the modesty is not kept appropriately in the holy place of Meron. Bilag laomer, shomer nafsho yirchak mehem. One who cares about his nefesh should be far away. Veshev ve'al ta'aseh adif. It's better to just stay silent. Now, guys, don't leave yet, because I saw it written down somewhere, I don't remember where, that Rav Avadia went back on what he said, and he said that Baruch Hashem nowadays, well, he wrote this when he said nowadays, in his, not today, a little while ago. He actually quotes from Yechavedat, which was written even earlier than the Sefer Chazon Avadia. But nowadays, he writes, or says, I don't remember if I saw it or heard it, that Baruch Hashem, they have rules and regulations of people going to Meron, and that tzniut is kept appropriately, and there are basically separate women sections and men sections nowadays. Baruch Hashem, okay, in some areas they're not kept, but in most areas there are. Right? I remember going when I went to Meron, I remember I was in the big bonfire of the Boyana Rebbe, and you wouldn't find one woman within a mile of that lighting. You know, I was just basically me and about 1,000 other Hasidim.
Only 1,000?
In my area. So there are places there, and most of the places there are, the modesty is kept, like Rav Avadia says. So he went back on what he writes over here, and therefore it has a lot of value to it by going there on Lag BaOmer and cutting the hair of your children, your sons. Have a great day, everyone.
Wait, we cut our hair before we go?